Amiga, welcome to this week's episode of The Fearless Mujer. I'm so excited for you to listen to this cafecito chat because I had the honor of having a conversation with an amazing mujer. Annalise Garcia is a mom of two. She is a mommy mentor, a community leader, podcast host of Mommy Mindset Podcast, and she loves to connect with ambitious mamas that know they have more to offer but still want to be fully present as a mom. She helps women who want to become the best version of themselves and step into their purpose. Annalise has been on her own journey of personal development and mindset growth the past 5 years, and now she wants to help moms break their mindset blocks to build the life that they want. So I really thought she was the perfect guest for this season, which is all about mindset. And so I'm just excited. We talked about podcasting and our journeys and building something new, navigating hard seasons, and also believing in yourself and a little bit about faith. As you know, with all cafecito chats, we talk about a little bit of everything. But I really believe that this episode is not only going to encourage you, but it is going to inspire you to believe in yourself. So go check out Annalise on IG, give her a follow, support her. She's awesome. She's always showing up for other mujeres. Her Instagram is Annalise_gorgeous. Her podcast name, all the links you'll find in the show notes. Mommy Mindset is the name of her podcast. But go ahead and give her a follow. Find out what she's doing. She's an amazing leader. And share this episode with your amigas. Because like I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you. Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito hermosa and let's do this.
Michaela, I'm so glad that we got to do this, and it's been a long time in the making of us being on each other's podcasts, but for everyone listening, me and Michaela wanted to get together to, you know, put our minds together and share our journeys because, you know, we're both podcasters, we're both moms, we're both business owners, and I think, again, I talked about this in another episode of when we come together, I swear, magic happens. Like that spark of connecting with like-minded women, so much beauty can happen from it. And, you know, I know when I listen to other powerhouses and other women, it's so moving and motivating. And so we want to do that for you guys listening. So we're going to just be talking about all things motherhood and how we kind of got started and how we, you know, handle the difficult times, because it's not just all sunshine and rainbows. Even if we have a platform and we have a podcast and we show up more on social media, you know, that can be so deceiving. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to say, look at us, we're perfect, or we got it all together. We both are super, super busy. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. So kind of share, Michaela, you know, go ahead and share kind of what you've been up to, your journey from starting the podcast and starting Fearless Mujer, and, you know, how that's really shaped you as a woman.
Yeah, so I started podcasting 4 years ago, and it wasn't something that I like was a dream and I set out to do it. Basically, and I'll share this really quick, especially because I think that as women, we're all self-conscious of certain things about ourselves. I used to get made fun of so much for my voice. You've probably heard it, Annalise, like when we've chatted, you know, privately, but I have a squeaky voice. It gets really high pitched, and I've learned how to control it over the years. But it's something that, you know, I always got made fun of. Like, I don't think my voice has changed much over the years, but it's also what God has used. So podcasting wasn't something that I set out to do. It really was. There was this message. I knew that I had stories that other women resonated with. At first it started, I had a Christian podcast for about a year. And then I just felt God leading me in a different direction. And that was to speak to mainly Latinas. I'm very deeply rooted in my culture. And so I understand a lot of like the mindset, the generational conditioning. And in our culture, we're taught to not talk about certain things, right? And so when you have someone more on the positive side who's like, hey, we need to talk about this. You know, I think our generation now, like definitely mine, has talked more about therapy and healing and things like that. But, you know, it's not something that in the Latino culture is like, oh, yes, you know, your grandfather's not going to tell you, oh, yeah, go to counseling. Right. Because it was something that at least in my family was for crazy people. So really, Fearless Mujer was birthed from pain, from, you know, one of my children had gone through sexual abuse. And it was not something that happened because, you know, oh, this was my dream and I wanted to be seen. It was really that I wanted other women to know that it was a safe place where we could talk about our stories, right? And so I realized also that, you know, women wanted coaching, they wanted to be mentored, they wanted to know how to get unstuck. And so in a nutshell, like my journey has evolved, but overall the message has stayed the same, right? God created you for more. God created you for your purpose, and your past doesn't define you. So I know I gave you such a long answer, but that's in a nutshell.
No, that's, yeah, I know when I first met you and heard about your podcast and you have a book, I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's such an accomplishment. And when people see other people have, you know, achievements like that of having a podcast, being on platforms, having a book, it's like, oh, wow. So that was like her dream, like always. But most of the time it's like, no, it's we get called to do certain things. Like I was not planning on starting a podcast at all. My first podcast was with my sister and we did it for fun. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. I love to do this. And so that kind of like fizzled out. And I was like, no, I want to keep doing that because I found out I really like speaking to other women. And this is a way that I can do it and kind of reach multiple people at once. And then I was called to do it more so because I was pregnant again, 9 years later, and like having to start over again. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I started my Mommy Mindset podcast 8 months pregnant. Like I didn't wait till after the baby. I didn't want to have to wait. So I'm like, that's going to be too much. And I don't know why I was so energetic with my second, but I was like, let's start the podcast. And I launched it. And yeah, it was mainly of me sharing my journey of motherhood, of going from one to two kids, and just the mindset of it all, yeah, of the different seasons you go through in motherhood.
I love that. And I was just thinking, though, what a great time to start, though, because you were talking about mommy mindset and you're like 8 months pregnant. So I'm sure you had so much content.
Yeah, the beginning. And then obviously baby got here. And, you know, I wasn't even trying to be like, I got to stay on top of it every single week. Because, again, we go through seasons. And I share that, like, coming when I came back to the podcast. I was like, I really missed it. But, you know, I did not put a lot of pressure on myself to keep up with the podcast or with social media, because I was like, this is my time with my baby. This is my time to, you know, grow into, you know, a mom of having two again and that season. So I think that was one of the biggest empowering moments I've had as a mom, of like not letting society say, oh, I have, like, I did actually go back to work, but still, I'm just so thankful I had a good amount of time to kind of just be in that moment, be in that season of being a new mom again. And I know not a lot of women are that lucky and that blessed, but I know I took that very serious, and I didn't put that pressure on myself like I usually do. Like, if you know, I really put a lot of pressure on myself to keep up or to show up, and I have to do all the things. But during that moment, I was one of like the best moments, because it was just a lot of just me and my daughter. So it's, you know, those little moments in life that we can't get back. Yeah. And you have to remember to live and really be present in those moments as much as you can, because not everybody can stay with their baby. Or, you know, I know moms that went back to work 6 weeks after, and like, that's totally fine. It's just whatever moments, those small ones that you can really indulge in with yourself, with your kids, with your partner, indulge as much as you can, because time flies. Like, we're already in March.
I know. And I'm like,
the heck. So it's like, no, that's,
I
like,
love that.
Yeah, one of the biggest things, it's, we're not here, like the song, we're not here for a long time, but we're here for a good time. And that's one of my huge values in life, of being present as much as I can in the moment.
And that's so good, because I think that, you know, you're sharing your journey of, you know, when you had your baby. But I think that in our seasons as women, and, you know, being a mom, like, it changes so much no matter how old your kids are. And I don't think that we embrace, you know, the moment. I don't think that we take the time to really even sit there and absorb it, right? We're just going and going. And it's so easy to look at what we're lacking or what we feel that we need or what's going wrong. And we don't take the opportunity to really be like, wow, but look at what I've accomplished, or look at how far I've come, or how do I, you know, navigate this? Maybe this is a difficult season, right? So I just love that you shared that. And just kind of going back to what you were saying about that, you realized that you loved to talk and communicate and you were good at it. And you definitely are. Like, I know that when you had your event, what was it, last year, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Last year. I don't know where I'm at. No. It was such an amazing moment, I think, because everything, maybe not, I don't know how it was from like your point of view, because I know when you put an event together, your mind is just totally different, right? You're like, mm-hmm. This, how's everything going? How did this get done? And people are like looking for you because it's your event. But I think from the outside looking in, it was such a welcoming environment. It was such an empowering moment. It was so freeing. Like, it was real. Like, you know, it was so authentic. And so when I saw you speaking, you were just so real, right? And your communication, it was the message that you were giving to people about what you wanted to do, right? You spoke from your heart. And so, yeah, you're definitely very gifted in that. And I just think it's amazing, a lot of what you're doing. So I'd love to like ask you, because I know my listeners are going to hear this as well. like with your mommy mindset and your podcast and how you're helping women, what would you say is the most, how could I put it? What would you say is the most inspiring thing for you when it comes to how you're helping mommies with their mindset?
That's a good question. I think the most inspiring thing to me is really seeing a mom step into her purpose and know that she's more than just a mom. Not that, because I've had to fight this when I first came out with that message. Not that being a mom is not enough, but, and I think it's because of my story. I was a young mom. So when I was a young mom, I felt like I had to prove a lot, that I wasn't just going to be part of the statistics and do nothing with my life. And you know, especially that during that time, you know, people just thought, you know, whatever they thought. But I think I, as myself, away from being a young mom, I was like, hold up. Like, I had a lot of ambition before. Just because I got pregnant young doesn't mean all my ambition went out the window. Like, I'm just naturally an ambitious person. So I went to the things, like, I was still, like, in student council and all that stuff. I was in all the things in high school. Even with my kid, I still graduated on top of my class. I went to college and, you know, finished on time. So it was just still showing that Annalise still had ambition, even though I became a mom and even though I became a young mom. And seeing that for other women, yeah, also young moms, but just, you know, moms, period, seeing the mindset shift it takes to be a mom. And, you know, it doesn't matter what age, you're still trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, for sure.
For yourself. And then still trying to, like, raise little ones, it's hard. And I've seen the other side of not having a mindset, and not having a good mindset, and being lost and spiraling down into negative thoughts and really belittling yourself. Because I have had that moment of my mindset was not the best. But when you make that shift, not just for your kids, but for yourself, because you have to take care of yourself in some form or some aspect, because your kids are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think back right now to how you were watching your parents, and it's like we're, you know, always watching. So our kids are always watching us. And not that we want to paint a perfect picture for our kids that we're perfect parents, but that, look, mom is working on herself, and this is the mindset that I want my kids to have, a strong-willed mindset, a mindset that, you know, trying to stay positive in the negative and the hard times, of really knowing your self-worth, being confident, all of these beautiful things that we want our kids to feel and have for themselves, it starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's so beautiful seeing a mom, like, really shift her mindset, even in the toughest times, where it's like that strong will comes out. And I think that is so inspiring, of you're still going, but most importantly, you're still pushing yourself for yourself, not just for your kids.
Wow. And that's so powerful. I think what you said, you know, a little while ago, like, you're not just a mom. Right? Like, what a powerful message. And you're right. Like, when we're going through something difficult, it's so easy to give up, quit, you know, whatever it is, or say it's too hard. But I think mindset is so powerful. You know, it's season 7 for me on the podcast. And I thought I want to make every episode really talking about mindset. Because the way that you look at yourself matters. And if you're not understanding your mindset, it's going to be real easy to seek validation, to, you know, want to people please, to really not stay true to who you are. Because we all have our own point of view, right? we all have our own value system. We all have our perspective, right? Because we all come from different walks of life. And so if you're not understanding your mindset, that's the reason why sometimes women, moms, right, they hit a wall. Because I hear it too. I hear it as a life coach. A lot of women aren't pouring into themselves. Why? Because they wear many different hats. They're going to their full-time job, or they're running their business. They're being mom and they're being wife or girlfriend or whatever. And at the end of it all, you know, I ask my clients, like, what's left of you? Like, what's left of who you are? You've already poured into their cup and you've already, you know, given everything that you have. What's left of you at the end of the day? And usually the answer is, I don't know, or nothing. And so it's taking the opportunity, because how do you shift your mindset, right? We know that it's work, but there's also moments where you can intentionally make space for yourself, take those little opportunities, even if it's something so small, to pour into yourself, to self-reflect, to analyze, right? Even when you're going through hard moments, what is my belief about this moment? Because here's what happens, right? You talked about worth. Here's what happens. We take a moment that's hard, devastating, challenging, and then we start to tell ourselves things like, man, that happened because I'm just not smart. I'm not good enough, et cetera, right? So there's moments where what is happening around you externally, you begin to define yourself by that moment. But ultimately, it doesn't measure your worth. It has nothing to do with your worth. But if your mindset is so negative and you don't even understand what your mindset is, you can't even define what it is, then there you go, getting attached to what's happening. When ultimately, if you look at the situation and step back, it's like, well, this external thing has nothing to do with who I am as a woman or a mother. And I'm going to say this just as the mother of, you know, I have two adult sons, and then I have, I know it's hard to believe I look like I'm 21. I'm just kidding. That's a bit of humor to the episode, but I have a teenage daughter, and man, it's kicking me in the butt, like, to be very honest. I've never had a teenage daughter. I don't have a manual for how to do this. It's such a difficult time for me. It's challenging. But all that to say, there have been moments where I have blamed myself, where I have said, oh my God, I'm not a good mom. When ultimately, you know, my child is her own person. My child has her own story. My child's trying to figure out who she wants to be and who she is. And I think in the society and culture we live in today, it's freaking hard. I didn't have social media growing up, so I can't even tell you like what that's like. So I think that we just really, as mothers, have to define what do I believe about myself? If we can start right there, you can shift your whole mindset. So I love what you're doing. And it's so inspiring, you know, to see like you were a young mom and you're like, I'm still going to follow my dreams. So I just, I love what you're doing, Annalise.
Thank you so much. But you saying the stories that we tell ourselves, it made me remember this practice I used to do with the coach that I had. And, you know, if you're new to mindset, and if like you're, because I'm a sucker for all things mindset, personal development, I love it. I can't get enough of it. All the books, all the podcasts, you know, give me all the things. And so I'm like, I'm trying to remember of when I first started on that journey and like the little things I did. But I think a really easy exercise that everyone listening can do if you're like really into personal development or you're very new to it. It was called the red light, green light story. And it's, you know, if you've heard it before, the story that we tell ourselves, you know, just that phrase, I was like, what does that even mean? But it's true. We, like you said, if something devastating or traumatic happens in our life, we cling on to it as a like, oh, that means I'm not good enough or I can't be loved. You know, we cling on to it. But doing this exercise really helped my mindset shift in different aspects. And like all aspects of my life, I used this exercise. So you think of a area of your life. It could be in your relationship, in your business, of just like you figuring out your self-worth. And think of when the story you're telling yourself, and usually it's negative. So that's your red light story, because you keep stopping yourself. You're like, you're keeping yourself stuck, and you know, you're not doing anything, you know, in that area of your life. So when I wrote it about the story I was telling myself in the business I was in, because I used to do network marketing. And then I was really new to it. And so I was like, oh, I'm not like getting and achieving my goals of where I want to be. And so I was telling myself the red light story of, I'm not good enough. I'm only at, you know, this much, and this is all I do. You know, like I was very limited in my story. Mm-hmm. And then my friends are like, okay, you know what? Write it all down and like leave it there. Now, right next to it, write your green light story. Don't think of any limitations, you know, no hurdles, nothing can stop you. What is your green light story? It's not that you only have X amount of customers. It's look how long you've been doing this. And look, you have X amount of customers. You've been doing this for X amount of months. And really writing out the story of, I learned this new thing. Because doing something new, you have to learn it. I had the perseverance and the determination to even start a business. You know, it's really flipping it, and it's a literal shift of how you see yourself. And writing it down, like putting pen to paper, I'm telling you, is magical. I love it. So, and when I wrote that down and I saw that, I was like, wow, like it's a huge shift of what I'm telling myself. That, yeah, it's true in some aspect, but it doesn't have to be that story. Because when I looked at the green light story, I was like, all the facts are still there, but it's in a better light. And not that we're lying to ourselves. It's, you just have to change the story that you're telling yourself. And you can do this in your relationships, in, you know, any aspect of your life. And you can tell, you can see the story that you're telling yourself, like subconsciously. We don't even know that this is the story we're telling ourselves. But once you put it down and you see it, you're like, dang. And then you can see the shift of when you write that green light story, that things are possible. You have belief, you have faith, you see the, you know, the outcome that you want from it. And then that is a really good exercise that you can actually like visibly see the shift in your mindset.
That's such a great tool. And you're right, like your brain wants information. So whatever you tell yourself, right, your brain's going to want information based on that. And sometimes it's just a thought. But you're talking about how you started a business, right? And so I think that a lot of times moms are afraid to start businesses because a lot of times we don't know what we're doing. Like I went to business school, but you don't have specifics based on what you want to do, right? Your aspiration. So when it comes to starting something, I mean, whether it's a business, podcasting, right? It takes a lot of faith in yourself. It takes a lot of belief in yourself that like you can do this. So I guess we can kind of really talk about how it takes faith to actually start something, right? But also faith that if God put that on your heart, whatever it is, right? If God put that on your heart, he is the one that's ultimately going to open the doors for you. So when you started your podcast, your business, what was your mindset, right? What was your belief about like, man, God's going to move in this? Like, I would love to talk about that because I think that there are so many women who are just starting out, and just like you felt in the moment that I'm not where I want to be, it's so easy to get discouraged.
Mm-hmm. That's a good topic to talk about, because I don't think it's talked about enough. And when you're saying faith, it reminds me of the, I'm going to butcher it, but the Martin Luther King quote, it's faith is the action of taking the first step and believing that the rest of the staircase is going to be there. And when I heard that, I was like, that is so true. Like, that's what faith is. You're taking that first step and believing that God has paved the way for you already in the first step of, you know, what you're taking it in and starting something new. Or maybe, like, for some moms, it's like going back to work if you've been a stay-at-home mom. You know, just whatever it is that you're starting, that faith in yourself, I think, gets moved by the calling that you have. Because you can see all these different things and what other people are doing. And when you feel like it's not aligned for you, you know that's not your calling. But when you have that little voice that's like, you need to do it, you need to start it, you have that little voice inside of you because it was put there for a reason. And I think the faith and the acting on it can be scary. But it was more of like the possibility of what can come from it. Because I'm thinking of, like, when I did start podcasting with my sister, it was just for fun. And then when we started doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is fun and people are listening and I like to do this. And that's when I was just decided to go on my own. And I think it was just of like, yes, it's scary to put yourself out there, but it was more of the, you know, how this is going to impact other women and the possibilities that can come from me taking this first step and, like, literally getting the microphone out and just start recording. And I think that's what is really more important when you start something new, is you think of the vision that you have for it, starting it, and the possibilities that can come from it. And you see that with everyone I know, from the podcasters to the business owners. It's like, yes, it just started as an idea, but look at all the possibilities that came from it, you know, so far. And so I think that's what we should be focusing on, of who we can serve, of who else is going to help, and then away from, like, just being scared to do it. Because it's always going to be there. You being scared, you know, the fear is going to be there. But if the vision and the why is louder than that, then that's when we can continue to have faith that it's going to all work out in its timing.
Yeah, I love that. And you definitely have to have that vision for it, right? Like in the word, it says, without vision, my people perish, right?
Yeah.
You have an idea. We have so many ideas, right? And I'm like a visionary, so I constantly have ideas and I miss all the, like, little details where I'm like, oh yeah, right. I forgot mm-hmm. that part. But how do you take that idea? And maybe it's in your notebook, right? Maybe it's in your iPhone notes. I don't know. How do you take that idea and actually make it a thing? And I think that's where people get scared, because they see the whole big picture, especially if you're a visionary. And you're right. We're always going to be scared. Why? Because we're out of our comfort zone. Your brain has a human instinct to tell you, hey, that's dangerous. You probably shouldn't do that. Like, that's no, yeah. Right? Similar to, like, being on top of a cliff and, like, you're trying to, I'm going to jump. Your brain's going to be like, no, like, this is not safe, right? It's meant to protect you. But mm-hmm. I think that because our brain cannot distinguish what's good, what's not, it's just like a computer, right? You're giving it information. It's giving you information. We have to understand that the reason we're even afraid is because we are out of our comfort zone. But how do you overcome that? Well, the minute you take that little step, right, it takes little steps to actually acquire the big vision you have. When you take that little step, you are telling your brain, I can do this, I'm capable, I'm competent. And now, because you did that, you're like, I can do the next thing. I can, like you were talking about the staircase, I can take the next step. And so, yeah, we're always going to be afraid. And it's, I think you get used to, like, oh, okay, it's a little scary, but I'm going to do it. Because I've done XYZ in the past. So for the moms who maybe feel bad or guilty or like I'm too old or whatever, XYZ, I've heard I didn't finish school, I didn't finish getting my degree. You got to stop using those things as your reason to not do it and switch it around, right? Like we're talking about mindset, switch it around. So I think that, yeah, we definitely have to understand, like, we're going to feel fear and it's okay.
Yeah. And just like we're talking about fear as moms, I was actually writing this for another episode. I feel like as a parent, as a mom, I don't know why I've gotten so much fear of like, and it comes from, like you said, protecting yourself and your kids. Like I used to be a wild child. Like I love roller coasters and like haunted houses. Now I'm a scaredy cat. And now I'm like, you know, I'm like that protective mom. I'm like, oh no, be careful. Don't do that. No. And it's just like, it just comes from wanting to protect, you know, have that protection of your kids. And so that can kind of spill into ourselves and what we want to do. And like you said, it's just our brain trying to protect ourselves from rejection, from feeling embarrassed. And that's where sometimes self-sabotage comes in, and you start to procrastinate, or you start to be like, oh, you know, again, going back to what is the story you're telling yourself? Oh, it's not the right time yet, or I need to have a certain amount of knowledge for this first before I was like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to learn all the things I can about this before I can even start. And then I would get caught into analysis paralysis, and then I would never start. There's so many ideas I've had where they just stayed on the page because I'm like still trying to listen to all the podcasts and read about it before I even start. And it is always good to, yes, do your research before. But again, if this is your calling and you just jump into it, then everything else is going to fall into place.
Yeah, I love that. And you're right. Like we can have all the ideas and not start, right? And I think that's also because we have this belief because of social media. I love and hate social media. I don't care for it. Like if I wasn't podcasting, I would just be like, whatever, I'm going MIA. I'm going to go right and just whatever. Whoever has my number has my number. But I think it's so easy to compare yourself and look at all the pretty filtered things and highlights. And what we don't see is that there's so much that happens behind the scenes. There's so much that people are pushing through. And then as women, right, we're talking about being moms and here we are two women, right? It's Women's History Month. So we have emotions. Every day is not perfect. Every day is not exciting. As adults, we go through stuff, right? Stuff happens and it's hard sometimes, right? And so we have to understand that it's not about being perfect. We can't wait until it's polished. Like people tell me all the time, man, you're so good at podcasting. It's so natural. You're such a great communicator, right? And I hear a lot of things, and it's not at all to like be arrogant because, you know, I consider myself a very humble person. But yeah, you're talking about, I cried behind the scenes. I cried the first time I had to edit an episode because I didn't know what I was doing, right? And you're seeing things that I have learned to do, right? I've taught myself to do things. I've made mistakes along the way. And so you may see a polished person, but that's not the case. It's because I've done it so much that for me, it's like riding a bicycle. I can do it I know the back of my hand. I can do it like real quick, right? I had to take the time. I've invested in my business. I've invested in my podcast. I've had to take the time and the resources to learn how to master certain things, right? So when we see something polished, please understand that that person, here's two things, okay? And I'll just keep it real. Either they're fake and they're lying, right? They're painting a story, right? Or they've had to work so hard I mean, crying, sweating, sleepless mm-hmm. nights, staying up all night, trying to figure things out. I had those nights. They did it. And now they know how to do something that maybe it's going to take you 2 hours. It takes them 10 minutes because they put in the time, right? And so when you're wanting to start something, yes, God is going to move. God is going to inspire you and bring the right connections and bring the right people. But God also requires you to take action. Like yes. My dad used to tell us when we were growing up, you know, we were just learning to navigate life, right? So I'll say it in Spanish and then I'll translate for those that don't speak Spanish. But he used to say, tienes que ir a buscar trabajo, nadie te va a tocar la puerta, right? Like, you have to go look for work. No one's going to come knock on the door. Like, here, mm-hmm. I got a job for you, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Like, no one's going to come to you and say, oh, hey, you know, here's some money to do XYZ. Or here, you know, I found you these 10 clients here. They're all ready. No, it takes a lot of work and rolling your sleeves up. And so you can't be scared to mess up, right? You're going to mess up when you're starting something.
I think that's beautifully, beautifully said. And it's so true because I say that all the time, that if you're wanting the, you know, the perfect job or the perfect man, he's not going to come knocking at your door. Like, you have to.
Where is he at? No, I'm kidding.
I know, right?
But some single women are like, hey, girl.
Just FYI, he's not going to be knocking at your door. No, but it's so true. We have to take the action. And really, it's when you start taking the action, you can start seeing the results little by little. I mean, yeah. Everyone knows the example of working out. You got to take the action little by little. But I love that you said when you look at, you know, successful people, because I'm thinking of all the speakers and podcasters that I love, like Lori Harder, Jen Gottlieb. I mean, look at Tony Robbins, like the really big names out there that I look up to. It's like, you're right. They're so polished. They speak so well. They show up on social media so effortlessly. But again, you don't. And I've heard a saying, when you think it's an overnight success, it was really like a decade, 10 plus years in the making. You think it's an overnight success, but really this was in the making for decades. And like, we don't see that.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, nobody's seeing us climb that ladder right now, like, because we are, and if you're really, you know, focused on your vision and creating something, that, you know, you're climbing that ladder right now. And, you know, when your business hits off or when you finally have that pivot, everyone's going to think, oh my gosh, look at you. You're so polished and you're so perfect and you do this very well and you're an overnight success. And it's like, no. This has been in the making for so long. And when I heard that, it's like, okay, see, it's another mindset shift. It's like, okay, I can look at her and not think, oh, it was so easy for them because they didn't have X, Y, or Z, or they had access to resources. But no, when you hear people, that's why I think our stories are so, so important. Because yeah. No matter how big that, you know, you get and you look up to them, they still have a story that they were in lack of something or that they had to go through, you know, a certain time and difficult season of their life. And this just shows that they put in the hard work.
Yeah.
And so I'm guilty of that, of like, oh, well, you know, they didn't have a kid young, so that's why they got to do whatever, or they had access to certain resources that I don't have. That's why they got successful faster than me. You know, having, again, that's a mindset shift. And I'm not, you know, I want to be transparent of, I have thought that and I've been there. But you understand that you don't see what happens behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. We don't know the trials and tribulations and all the hard work that was put in, because that's not sexy. That's not what people really see and put out there. I think more and more we see it, but when it comes to that, that's like a big part that we miss when we look up to people. And so it, like you said, you really have to take the action, and it's hard. It can be really hard because we think of, we want to take too much action or we don't know what to do. But if you really stay true to really that calling, that purpose that you have, then there's no mistakes. There's no type of failing. It's just learning and growing.
I love that. And it's so true. We don't see what's happening behind the scenes, right? We don't see what people are going through. But also, you know, if you're going through something, like maybe someone's listening and they're going through something, just know that those moments teach you to push through and to become more resilient. They literally shape you.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't be embarrassed, right? Because you're going through something. And I have a question for you. I think we're going to probably wrap soon, but how does your faith impact your business and impact what you're doing? How does your faith really influence you?
I think it's everything. Like, I don't think I've, in the past, I don't think I've put my faith first in when I'm trying to do something, because I just think it's me, it's all on me. But where I'm at now, and I look back, I'm like, no, that was literally the universe working for me and somehow getting me in connections with people on purpose. And then just seeing those type of proofs, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And I think it's also like reassurance to me that I am worthy for what I want to do, and that I have to have as much faith in myself and as much faith in my business and in God that this isn't all just for nothing. Like, he's called me to do this and to reach as many women as I can, to show that look what he's done for me, that he can also do for you. So I think it has played a big part that I probably in the past hasn't really realized before.
Yeah.
But now I know that it takes time to really believe in that it's all working for you and that it's all happening for a reason, for sure.
That reminds me of Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That's my favorite life verse. And when I'm going through stuff, I will literally use that as my affirmation. Because, you know, when you know that God has called you, you know that your calling is so unique, right? You know that your gifts are so unique to mm-hmm. your purpose. And it's so freeing in the sense that you're not comparing yourself. Like, I'm not intimidated or threatened by someone else who does what I do, because I'm like, well, you do it your way, I do it my way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's beautiful to know that you have that faith and that hope, and like, this is all part of my purpose, and it's all going to work in some way. Even if right now it doesn't look like it, even if right now I feel like, you know, pulling my hair out, not that I feel that way right now, I'm just hypothetically speaking, it's all going to be used for good, you know? And so I love talking to you, Annalise. I always just enjoy our conversations. I think that we both have similar perspectives, but in a different way. And mm-hmm. it just kind of all blends together. So, but yeah, I mean, this has been amazing. I know we're going to swap our audio, but if you could tell my listeners like where to find you and stuff, that would be really awesome.
Yeah. You can find me. I'm mainly on Instagram and Facebook under Annalise_gorgeous. And then you can find the Mommy Mindset Podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. And I'll be releasing something out soon for all the moms who are kind of, who really, like, you know, resonated from this, from both of our audiences to, you know, really reach out to either of us. And, you know, if you need more support or if you need kind of that reminder again and again, I know like we're both here for that. So yeah, just DM me on Instagram and I'd love to, you know, chat with you.
And I can't wait for your thing to come out. I'll just say that so I won't spoil it. because you told me what it is. And I believe that a lot of women are going to benefit from it. You have so many gifts and so many tools for women that, you know, they need it. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to share it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So where can we find you on Instagram and all that?
Yeah, so you can just search the Fearless Mujer podcast and you can DM me. I have a backup account, just Fearless Mujer. Pretty much that's like my go-to. Feel free to send me a DM. I always respond. And I also love giving people resources. So you can go to my website, fearlessmujer.com, and just, you know, have fun there. Look around, see what you like.
And also your book that you have.
Yes, I'm writing another book. So I'm like, that's old now. No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, I still promote it because it's so good. But one of the things that I'm learning is that our story changes. So I'm like, it's for a new story. But my book is called Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. And it's really about letting go, healing, facing and confronting those hard things. And it's such a great resource to really self-discovery, personal development. It does touch on sexual abuse, so it might be a little triggering for some readers, but it's definitely worth diving into. You can get it on Amazon also.
I'll put a link in the show notes for sure, but I have it and I like it. I thought it was just beautiful that I thought it was so cool that you wrote a book. I was like, oh my gosh, I know an author.
I tried. Yeah, no, I was inspired by Sadie Robertson's book. She has like pictures and stuff in one of them. So I put pictures in mine and now I'm like, why did I do that?
No, and I love it. It all like flows with your book and your story. So, but thank you so much, Michaela, for having this amazing conversation. I hope our listeners really took, you know, our main message of like, we both just want to come together and show that we can come together and empower and inspire one another. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for chatting with me. This was fun. And I hope it's a blessing to your listeners. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga. God bless.